Exclusive, O Lieutenant Governor John Husted. Bathroom Bill About Protecting Women and Girls. By Hannah Knudsen on December 7, 2024. The bill Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, R. signed that requires students in K-12 schools to use single-sex facilities, such as bathrooms and locker rooms, that correspond with their biological sex is fundamentally about protecting women and girls. Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted, R., said during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday. Husted noted that Ohio is now one of several states that says in our primary and secondary schools, in our colleges and universities, that you need to go to the bathroom that reflects your gender as you were born with, you know, males and females. I mean, this is something, as you said, it's common sense. It's kind of hard to believe. If you would have literally said to me 10 years ago that we'll need to pass a law saying that boys go to boys' bathrooms and girls go to girls' bathrooms, that would have been like, well, what in the world? Why would we need to do that? He said, explaining that it is now a reality because they have had situations where men have gone into women's locker rooms. We have the situation with these, some school building bathrooms where boys and girls go to the same bathroom, for teenagers and even younger in our schools. And we've said, look, we got to clear out this nonsense. It's hard to believe that the adults in charge can't do it. But we'll now make it a law that you have to have, you know, gender-designated bathrooms for boys and girls. It's common sense, Husted said, stressing that this is about protecting women and girls. It's about their privacy, their safety. You certainly don't want to have in a public setting a restroom that a 30-year-old man can go into the same restroom as 12-year-old girls. That defies logic that we would have a situation like that. It defies logic that a boy could go into a girl's locker room. And so now we have laws against it, he continued. He made it clear that this is not about transgender rights, but about protecting the privacy and creating safe spaces for women and girls. Further, he said there are plenty of ways to deal with a transgender need when it comes to single-sex spaces, pointing to the use of family restrooms for either sex as an example. You can use those, but there is going to be a safe place for a girl to go to the bathroom or use a locker room, he said. Husted told the audience that this issue first hit home with him when his daughter was in fourth grade. I remember the first time, when my daughter was in the fourth grade, where they had a counselor come to the school and encourage them to explore their gender identity, encourage boys to wear girls' dresses, and say that there's no difference between boys and girls, he recalled. And I started, that's when my antenna went up, and I was, what in the world is going on? And then the school started to create these gender-neutral bathrooms, which many people in the community were against. He said, expressing shock that this was not something happening in far-off California or New York, but right at home for him. It was happening in the heartland, here in the Midwest, in Ohio, and you know, that's, we started to help educate people on the fact that this shouldn't happen. That girls, particularly young girls, particularly when you're a teenager, he said, noting how difficult that time of life is anyway. Once the adults lost their grip on common sense, he said, it was time to have to deal with these issues from a legal point of view, from a legislative point of view. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Lieutenant Governor John Husted, R.O., December 7, 2024. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.